This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album by Tift Merritt. She's been praised as a skilled, subtle singer since the release of her debut album in 2002. She said that her new album, Stitch of the World, came out of a period of transition, referring to a divorce, turning 40, and being 6 months pregnant during the recording.
Love my mouth and he love my hips. Peace of my mind make no difference. He won't back down and he won't make plans. Always mean as a snake.
Tift Merritt's soft, chalky voice rubs across the bluesy rock and roll guitar of Mark Rebo in that song, Dusty Old Man. It's one of the few up-tempo songs on an album that is more often about the quiet contemplations of conflicting feelings, wanting to be alone versus seeking connections with people, friends, lovers, strangers.
Light on the water makes it look easy to be free. A dream ways back to you, you way back to me, out in the eastern night, on the open wind, those days come rushing back, on the tide changing, and still my shadow's waiting.
There's a lot of folk music in the sound of this album. Acoustic guitar and the occasional faint cry of a pedal steel guitar frame Merritt's vocals. Her own piano playing also works well, giving her phrasing a stark showcase.
How does the scar forgive the knife and the pride forget the fight, the one that laid it down so low? Still throwing tall shadows. Come on, tell me. I heard that it was step by step. Oh, it takes time, time, time. The going is slow, slow, slow. Heartache is an uphill climb.
After listening to it a few times, what struck me most forcefully about the new album are the metaphors she uses for the complications of love. Her comparisons are quirky, sometimes odd and surprising ones. On the song I just played, Heartache is an Uphill Climb, she makes love one long, tough slog up a hill of resistance, or perhaps indifference. The bones in the song Proclamation Bones prove to be the stems of lilies, and thus flowers that have been calcified, hardened to match the hard heart that's being sung about. And in Love Soldiers On, she makes the comparison of romance to a battered warrior who persists despite daunting obstacles.
Bruised up and skinny as a stick, no one I know so underpaid. Been around the block about 100 times today. Won't leave you alone, no matter what you say. Love soldiers on, love soldiers on. There's nothing you can do, love will soldier on.
Merritt is interested in other people's metaphors as well. She set another writer's poem to music here, My Boat, written by the late Raymond Carver, whose short stories and poems were characterized by an unadorned directness. Merritt reads Carver's My Boat as a vision of both escape and inclusion. The narrator is having a boat built that will take him and his friends away from the troubles of the world. Merritt quotes some of the lines whole, but more often cracks the spine of the poem to make it easier to paraphrase it and to force the poetry to align with a simple melody.
My boat is being made to order. Right now it's at the builder. My boat, my frills, room on board for my friends. I'm serious about this. My boat.
Image Tiff Merritt uses as the title of the album, Stitch of the World, is one that knits together rivers and mountains, shadows and sunshine, to form a blanket over the world. As such, it's also a dream of comfort and security, the kind of comfort and security Merritt would like to think is always present, even if its warmth is often too elusive, too fleeting.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. After we take a short break, we'll listen back to an interview with Lieutenant General Harold Moore, who died last Friday. The battle he led in Vietnam is the subject of the book We Were Soldiers Once and Young. In the film adaptation, Moore was portrayed by Mel Gibson. This is Fresh Air.